Chapter 51. Such Evrel's long dull sermon, which he sent me. It is the first sermon since his suspension is expired, but not a word in it upon the occasion, except two or three remote hints. The Bishop of Clare has been sadly bit by Tom Ash, who sent him a pun, which the Bishop had made, and designed to send to him, but delayed it, and Lord Pembroke and I made Sir Andrew Fountain write it to Tom. I believe I told you of it in my last. It succeeded right, and the Bishop was wondering to Lord Pembroke how he and his brother could hit on the same thing. I'll go to bed soon, for I must be at church by 8:00 tomorrow, Easter Day. Night DMD. 5. Warburton, 30, wrote to me two letters about a living of one Fowlkes, who is lately dead in the county of Meath. My answer is, that before I received the first letter, General Gorges, 31, had recommended a friend of his to the Duke of Ormond, which was the first time I heard of its vacancy, and it was the provost told me of it. I believe verily that Fowlkes was not dead, when Gorges recommended the other. For Warburton's last letter said that Fowlkes was dead the day before the date. This has prevented me from serving Warburton, as I would have done, if I had received early notice enough. Pray say or write this to Warburton, to justify me to him. I was at church at 8 this morning, and dressed and shaved, after I came back, but was too late at court, and Lord Abingdon, 32, was like to have snapped me for dinner, and I believe, will fall out with me for refusing him. But I hate dining with them, and I dined with a private friend, and took two or three good walks, for it was a very fine day, the first we have had a great while. Remember, was Easter Day a fine day with you? I have sat with Lady Worsley till now. Night DMD. 6. I was this morning at 10 at the rehearsal of Mr. Addison's play, called Cato, which is to be acted on Friday. There were not above half a score of us to see it. We stood on the stage, and it was foolish enough, to see the actors prompted every moment, and the poet directing them, and the drab, that acts Cato's daughter, 33, out in the midst of a passionate part, and then calling out, what's next? The Bishop of Clare was there too, but he stood privately in a gallery. I went to dine with Lord Treasurer, but he was gone to Wimbledon, his daughter Kermarthen's, 34, country seat, 7 miles off. So I went back, and dined privately with Mr. Addison, whom I had left to go to Lord Treasurer. I keep fires yet. I am very extravagant. I sat this evening with Sir A. Fountain, and we amused ourselves with making ifs for Dilly. It is rainy weather again. Nevil saw Z. Reich. 35. This letter shall go tomorrow. Remember, Unhumans, it is 7 weeks since your last, and I allow you but 5 weeks, but you have been galloping into the country to Swanton's. 36. Oh, pray tell Swanton I had his letter, but cannot contrive how to serve him. If a governor were to go over, I would recommend him as far as lay in my power, but I can do no more. And you know all employments in Ireland, at least almost all, are engaged in reversions. If I were on the spot, and had credit with a Lord Lieutenant, I would very heartily recommend him, but employments here are no more in my power than the monarchy itself. Night, DMD. 7. Morning. I have had a visitor here, that has taken up my time. I have not been abroad, who may be sure. So I can say nothing today, but that I rove M.D. Bettles and ever, if possible. I will put this in the post office, so I say no more. I write by this post to the Dean, but it is not above 2 lines, and 1 enclosed to you, but that enclosed to you is not above 3 lines, and then 1 enclosed to the Dean, which he must not have but upon condition of burning it immediately after reading, and that before your eyes. For there are some things in it, I would not have liable to accident. You shall only know in general, that it is an account of what I have done to serve him in his pretensions on these vacancies, etc. But he must not know that you know so much. 37. Does this perplex you? Had care I? But rove PDFR, saucy PDFR. Farewell, dealist MDMDMDFWFWFW.me, MD Lille. Letter 63. 1, London, April 7, 1713. I fancy I mark my last, which I sent this day, wrong, only 61, and it ought to be 62. I dined with Lord Treasurer, and though the business I had with him is something against Thursday, when the Parliament is to meet, and this is Tuesday, yet he put it off till tomorrow. I dare not tell you what it is, lest this letter should miscarry or be opened, but I never saw his fellow for delays. The Parliament will now certainly sit, and everybody's expectations are ready to burst. At a council tonight the Lord Chief Justice Parker, a Whig, spoke against the peace. So did Lord Cholmondeley, too, another Whig, who is Treasurer of the Household. My Lord Keeper, 3, was this night made Lord Chancellor. We hope there will soon be some removes. Knight, D. Salas, late. Grove PDFR. 4, 8. Lord Cholmondeley, the right name is Cholmondeley, is this day removed from his employment, for his last night's speech, and Sir Richard Temple, 5, Lieutenant General, the greatest Whig in the army, is turned out, and Lieutenant General Pams, 6, will be obliged to sell his regiment. This is the first fruits of a friendship I have established between two great men. I dined with Lord Treasurer, and did the business I had for him to his satisfaction. I won't tell MD what it was. .7, for that. The Parliament sits tomorrow for certain. Here is a letter printed in Macartney's name, vindicating himself from the murder of the Duke of Hamilton. I must give some hints to have it answered. Tis full of lies, and will give an opportunity of exposing that party. Tomorrow will be a very important day. All the world will be at Westminster. Lord Treasurer is as easy as a lamb. They are mustering up the proxies of the absent lords, but they are not in any fear of wanting a majority, which death and accidents have increased this year. Knight M.D. 9. I was this morning with Lord Treasurer, to present to him a young son, 8, of the late Earl of Jersey, at the desire of the widow. There I saw the mason great coach ready for Lord Treasurer, who was going to Parliament. Our society met today, but I expected the houses would sit longer than I cared to fast, so I dined with a friend, and never inquired how matters went till late this evening, when I went to Lord Orkney's, where I found Sir Thomas Hanmer. The Queen delivered her speech very well, but a little weaker in her voice. The crowd was vast. The order for the address, 9, was moved, and opposed by Lord Nottingham, Halifax, and Cowper. Lord Treasurer spoke with great spirit and resolution. Lord Peterborough flirted, 10, against the Duke of Marlborough, who is in Germany, you know, but it was in answer to one of Halifax's impertinences. The order for an address passed by a majority of 33, and the houses rose before 6. This is the account I heard at Lord Orkney's. The Bishop of Chester, 11, a high Tory, was against the court. The Duchess of Marlborough sent for him some months ago, to justify herself to him in relation to the Queen, and showed him letters, and told him stories, which the weak man believed, and was perverted. Knight M.D. 10. I dined with a cousin in the city, and poor Pat Rolt was there. I have got a rogue of a husband leave to come to England from Port Mahon. The Whigs are much down, but I reckon they have some scheme in agitation. This Parliament time hinders our court meetings on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. I had a great deal of business tonight, which gave me a temptation to be idle, and I lost a dozen shillings at Omber, with Dr. Pratt and another. I have been to see t'other day the Bishop of Clare and Lady, but did not see Miss. It rains every day, and yet we are all over dust. Lady Masham's eldest boy is very ill. I doubt he will not live, and she stays at Kensington to nurse him, which vexes us all. She is so excessively fond, it makes me mad. She should never leave the Queen, but leave everything, to stick to what is so much the interest of the public, as well as her own. This I tell her, but talk to the winds. Knight M.D. 11. I dined at Lord Treasurer's with his Saturday company. We had 10 a table, all lords but myself and the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Argyle went off at 6, and was in very indifferent humor as usual. Duke of Ormond and Lord Bolingbroke were absent. I stayed till near 10. Lord Treasurer showed us a small picture, enameled work, and set in gold, worth about £20. A picture, I mean, of the Queen, which he gave to the Duchess of Marlborough, set in diamonds. When the Duchess was leaving England, she took off all the diamonds, and gave the picture to one Mrs. Higgins, an old intriguing woman, whom everybody knows, bidding her make the best of it she could. Lord Treasurer sent to Mrs. Higgins for this picture, and gave her £100 for it. Was ever such an ungrateful beast as that Duchess? Or did you ever hear such a story? I suppose the Whigs will not believe it. Pray, try them. Takes off the diamonds, and gives away the picture to an insignificant woman, as a thing of no consequence. And gives it to her to sell, like a piece of old-fashioned plate. Is she not a detestable slut? Night Dealist M.D. 12. I went to court today, on purpose to present Mr. Berkeley, 12, one of your fellows of Dublin College, to Lord Berkeley of Stratton. That Mr. Berkeley is a very ingenious man, and great philosopher, and I have mentioned him to all the ministers, and given them some of his writings, and I will favor him as much as I can. This I think I am bound to, in honor and conscience, to use all my little credit toward helping forward men of worth in the world. The Queen was at chapel today, and looks well. I dined at Lord Orkney's with the Duke of Ormond, Lord Arran, and Sir Thomas Hanmer. Mr. St. John, Secretary at Utrecht, expects every moment to return there with the ratification of the peace. Did I tell you in my last of Addison's play called Cato, and that I was at the rehearsal of it? Knight M.D. 13. This morning my friend, Mr. Lewis, came to me, and showed me an order for a warrant for the 3 vacant deaneries, but none of them to me. This was what I always foresaw, and received the notice of it better, I believe, than he expected. I bid Mr. Lewis tell Lord Treasurer, that I took nothing ill of him, but is not giving me timely notice, as he promised to do, if he found the Queen would do nothing for me. At noon, Lord Treasurer hearing I was in Mr. Lewis's office, came to me, and said many things too long to repeat. I told him I had nothing to do, but go to Ireland immediately, for I could not, with any reputation, stay longer here, unless I had something honorable immediately given to me. We dined together at the Duke of Ormond's. He there told me he had stopped the warrants for the deans, that what was done for me might be at the same time, and he hoped to compass it tonight. But I believe him not. I told the Duke of Ormond my intentions. He is content Stern should be a bishop, and I have St. Patrick's. But I believe nothing will come of it, for stay I will not, and so I believe for all who .13, who may see me in Dublin before April ends. I am less out of humor than you would imagine. And if it were not that impertinent people will condole with me, as they used to give me joy, I would value it less. But I will avoid company, and muster up my baggage, and send them next Monday by the carrier to Chester, and come and see my willows, against the expectation of all the world. Had care I? Knight Dealist Lokes, M.D. 14. I dined in the city today, and ordered a lodging, to be got ready for me against I came to pack up my things, for I will leave this end of the town, as soon as ever the warrants for the deaneries are out, which are yet stopped. Lord Treasurer told Mr. Lewis, that it should be determined tonight. And so he will for 14,800 nights. So he said yesterday, but I value it not. My daily journal shall be but short till I get into the city, and then I will send away this, and follow it myself, and design to walk it all the way to Chester, my man and I, by 10 miles a day. It will do my health a great deal of good. I shall do it in 14 days. Knight DMD. 15. Lord Bolingbroke made me dine with him today. He, 15, was as good company as ever, and told me the Queen would determine something for me tonight. The dispute is, Windsor or St. Patrick's. I told him I would not stay for their disputes, and he thought I was in the right. Lord Masham told me that Lady Masham is angry I have not been to see her since this business, and desires I will come tomorrow. Nightdealist M.D. 16. I was this noon at Lady Masham's, who was just come from Kensington, where her eldest son is sick. She said much to me of what as he had talked to the Queen and Lord Treasurer. The poor lady fell a shedding tears openly. She could not bear to think of my having St. Patrick's, etc. I was never more moved than to see so much friendship. I would not stay with her, but went and dined with Dr. Arbuthnot, with Mr. Berkeley, one of your fellows, whom I have recommended to the doctor, and to Lord Berkeley of Stratton. Mr. Lewis tells me that the Duke of Ormond has been today with the Queen, and she was content that Dr. Stern should be Bishop of Dromore, and I Dean of St. Patrick's. But then out came Lord Treasurer, and said he would not be satisfied, but that I must be Prebend Airy of Windsor. Thus he perplexes things. I expect neither, but I confess, as much as I love England, I am so angry at this treatment that, if I had my choice, I would rather have St. Patrick's. Lady Masham says she will speak to purpose to the Queen tomorrow. Night, .dmd. 17. I went to dine at Lady Masham's today, and she was taken ill of a sore throat, and a gash. She spoke to the Queen last night, but at not much time. The Queen says she will determine tomorrow with Lord Treasurer. The warrants for the deaneries are still stopped, for fear I should be gone. Do you think anything will be done? I don't care whether it is or no. In the meantime, I prepare for my journey, and see no great people, nor will see Lord Treasurer any more, if I go. Lord Treasurer told Mr. Lewis it should be done tonight, so he said 5 nights ago. Night M.D. 18. This morning Mr. Lewis sent me word that Lord Treasurer told him the Queen would determine at noon. At 3 Lord Treasurer sent to me to come to his lodgings at St. James, and told me the Queen was at last resolved that Dr. Stern should be Bishop of Dromore, and I Dean of St. Patrick's, and that Stern's warrant should be drawn immediately. You know the deanery is in the Duke of Ormond's gift, but this is concerted between the Queen, Lord Treasurer, and the Duke of Ormond, to make room for me. I do not know whether it will yet be done. Some unlucky accident may yet come. Neither can I feel joy at passing my days in Ireland, and I confess I thought the ministry would not let me go, but perhaps they can't help it. Night M.D. 19. I forgot to tell you that Lord Treasurer forced me to dine with him yesterday as usual, with his Saturday company, which I did after frequent refusals. Today I dined with a private friend, and was not at court. After dinner Mr. Lewis sent me a note that the Queen stayed till she knew whether the Duke of Ormond approved of Stern for Bishop. I went this evening and found the Duke of Ormond at the cockpit and told him and desired he would go to the Queen and approve of Stern. He made objections, desired I would name any other deanery, for he did not like Stern, that Stern never went to see him, that he was influenced by the Archbishop of Dublin, etc., semicolon so all now is broken again. I sent out for Lord Treasurer, and told him this. He says all will do well, but I value not what he says. This suspense vexes me worse than anything else. Night M.D. 20. I went today, by appointment, to the cockpit, to talk with the Duke of Ormond. He repeated the same proposals of any other deanery, etc. I desired he would put me out of the case, and do as he pleased. Then, with great kindness, he said he would consent, but would do it for no man alive but me, etc. And he will speak to the Queen today or tomorrow, so, perhaps, something will come of it. I can't tell. Knight D.D. Lokes, M.D. 21. The Duke of Ormond has told the Queen he is satisfied that Stern should be bishop, and she consents I shall be dean, and I suppose the warrants will be drawn in a day or two. I dined at an alehouse with Parnell and Berkeley, for I am not in humor to go among the ministers, though Lord Dartmouth invited me to dine with him today, and Lord Treasurer was to be there. I said I would, if I were out of suspense. Nightdealist M.D. 22. The Queen says warrants shall be drawn, but she will dispose of all in England and Ireland at once, to be teased no more. This will delay it some time, and, while it is delayed, I am not sure of the Queen, my enemies being busy. I hate this suspense. Nightdealist M.D. 16:23. I dined yesterday with General Hamilton. 17. I forgot to tell you. I write short journals now. I have X on the spit. This night the Queen has signed all the warrants, among which Stern is Bishop of Dromore, and the Duke of Ormond is to send over an order for making me Dean of St. Patrick's. I have no doubt of him at all. I think 'tis now past. And I suppose M.D. is malicious enough to be glad, and rather have it than Wells. 18. But you see what a condition I am in. I thought I was to pay but £600 for the house, but the Bishop of Clare says £800, first fruits £150, and so, with patent, £1,000 in all, so that I shall not be the better for the deanery these 3 years. I hope in some time they will be persuaded here to give me some money to pay off these debts. I must finish the book I am writing, 19, before I can go over, and they expect I shall pass next winter here, and then I will dun them to give me a sum of money. However, I hope to pass 4 or 5 months with M.D., and whatever comes on it. M.D.'s allowance must be increased, and shall be to face. .20, I received your riddle number 39 tonight. Just 10 weeks since I had your last. I shall write next post to Bishop Stern. Never man had so many enemies of Ireland, 21, as he. I carried it with the strongest hand possible. If he does not use me well and gently in what dealings I shall have with him, he will be the most ungrateful of mankind. The Archbishop of York, 22, my mortal enemy, has sent, by a third hand, that he would be glad to see me. Shall I see him, or not? I hope to be over in a month, and that M.D., with their raillery, will be mistaken, that I shall make it 3 years. I will answer Uredal soon, but no more journals. I shall be very busy. Short letters from henceforward. I shall not part with Lyriker. That is all I have to live on, except the deanery, be worth more than £400 a year. Is it? If it be, the overplus shall be divided between M.D. and F.W. beside usual allowance of M.D. .23, pray write to me a good-humored letter immediately, let it be ever so short. This affair was carried with great difficulty, which vexes me. But they say here 'tis much to my reputation, that I have made a bishop, in spite of all the world, to get the best deanery in Ireland. Knight de Salas. 24. I forgot to tell you I had Stern's letter yesterday, in answer to mine. Who performed your commission well, do dollars both. 24. I made mistakes the 3 last days, and am forced to alter the number. 25. I dined in the city today with my printer, and came home early, and am going to be busy with my work. I will send this tomorrow, and I suppose the warrants will go then. I. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.